And welcome back into the buzzer beater here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. Don't worry, that was just my microphone stand making a small noise. And Matt Bilger, Maddie Tolbert, Leighton Maskey here for the roundtable. We're going to start off with high school basketball. Last night, Mexico Bulldogs boys basketball team and girls on the road against Moberly. It was senior night over at the Moberly High School, and it was a nice game from both teams. As a matter of fact, the Mexico Lady Bulldogs defeating Moberly Lady Spartans by a score of 64-42. They have evened their record now at 11-11 overall. Claire Hudson had a nice night, 24 points. Scotty Smith with a 12-point performance. And next week, a couple of games left on the schedule for the Lady Bulldogs and then the district basketball tournament. Maddie, we're going to bring you into the conversation. The girls are going to be hosting the district basketball tournament here at Mexico. They're a 3 seed. You know, kind of your thoughts on what Mexico Lady Bulldogs could do in that tournament.
Who do they play first?
Mexico will be playing. You had to ask me that, and
sorry.
I know. That's okay.
I talked to Kinley last night about how she felt the Moberly game went. She said overall that the team connection was there, and she felt how they just feel like they're playing better as a team every game. And obviously losing Grace Hudson in the middle of the season like that was kind of a upset. And I know that was hard on Claire, but I feel like they're figuring it out and they're putting the pieces together, and I think they're just getting ready for district. So no matter who they play, because I just don't know the answer, I cannot remember, but I think they'll be fine. I think they have a good chance, and I know that that's on their mind is winning districts.
So I should have known the answer to that, because
that was a trick question,
who
actually
they are playing for the fourth time this season will be the Moberly Lady Spartans.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Mexico, the 3 seed, Moberly, the 6 seed, and for the fourth time they're going to meet. That's at the Mexico High School, but next week, before they get there, they've got regular season games against Fulton and against Hannibal. Now, Fulton is a game where they went to on Fulton's court, and you know, they got down early, came back, and made a good game out of it, but fell just a little bit short. So the potential for to get that win back at home. And then Hannibal, they went to Hannibal earlier on the season. I think that was back in December, if I remember right. And they defeated state-ranked Hannibal. So,
yes, I know that was a great game for them, and I know how important it is for them to beat Fulton. I think that them being on the road and on Fulton's turf, like, there was a big crowd, and it was their court warming, so I know Fulton was excited and really hungry for a win. But I think that the girls can do it on their own court. I think we got it.
All right. It'll be interesting to see there. The Mexico boys last night handling their business against the Moberly Spartans. As a matter of fact, they put up 70 points in that win, and Mexico Bulldogs boys complete the season sweep. 70-37 was the final there. The Bulldogs win the North Central Missouri Conference outright as they improve to 8-0 in the conference. And, you know, they've got a chance to go undefeated in the conference. But kind of your thoughts on the Mexico Bulldogs basketball boys this season, Leighton?
I mean, from what I've heard, putting you guys on the games, they seem to be doing a good job this year.
They definitely have. I love watching our boys play. I love watching PJ dunk, but I love when Pat puts our non-starters in, and I feel like no matter who's in, we have a good flow, and it's just nice watching our boys. They play so well.
Absolutely. Austin Maxwell getting into the game last night, hit a couple of three-pointers, making a difference off of the bench. And Kinzer Groves, man, I tell you what, he's all up and down that court playing defense.
He's like a little firecracker. Yeah. I love watching Kinzer on the court. He's so funny.
Tight-knit group here. Number 1 seed for the Mexico Bulldogs getting ready to go into districts. That's going to be played at the Moberly High School. Mexico will play the winner of Moberly or Centralia. Kind of your thoughts there. Who do you think potentially will be the matchup for Mexico in that second round of districts?
I feel like it'll probably be Moberly again.
Court advantage pushes them through?
Yeah, I think that. And I don't remember being all too, like, worried whenever Mexico played Centralia earlier in the season. So I feel like Moberly, just because it's a conference team, and you know, it's more of a little bit more of a rivalry there.
I was under the impression that Centralia was a pretty solid team this year.
They are.
But it was just, I think, I don't know, I'm just so confident in our boys' team that I just didn't even think about them
trailing
too much.
That's what you're saying. Yeah.
So, I think the matchup that everybody's looking ahead to, and we can do this because we're not a coach and we're not a player, is Mexico Hallsville. That's going to be, if that match happens, if that game happens, I think that's going to be the big test, for both teams, who can get out of there with that district championship. Any thoughts on that, Maddie? And I know that you're going to say Mexico, but,
Yeah, I think it's in Mexico's hands, I believe, just because I'm a Bulldog at heart. I think that they can pull through. I guess I haven't seen Hallsville play this year, and I haven't been keeping up with them. But I'm not going to say it's going to be easy for them, but I think if we – do what we do best, I think a district championship will be coming home for us.
Yeah, like Coach Pappas was saying last night, this is one of the tougher districts in the state that Mexico is going to be in. But that will get underway next week. Of course, we just talked to Montgomery County guys, Clayton Parker and Andrew Moore. They're getting their district tournament underway next week, and several of the smaller classes, they'll be getting underway next week. So it's going to be an exciting time for basketball. But one thing that is going on in town today and started yesterday over at the Mexico High School is the district tournament for wrestling. Maddie, I think you were over there yesterday, just kind of I bet that gym was jam-packed.
It was packed, and of course, Mexico wrestling it brings a different type of feeling. Wrestling is like no other sport, and I feel wrestling, and I'm a little biased, has the best fan base. It's just so different from any other sport, and you have to be 100% in, whether you're the wrestler, whether you're a wrestling family. You have to give it your all. You have to be 100% in, and the electricity in the room, it's just so, just on fire constantly. And Logan Hilderman, he had a great match last night. What is it, 9 boys in the semis today.
That's right.
Mexico's on fire, and I'm excited to see how day 2 goes. That'll take place at Mexico again, starting at 10 o'clock, I believe.
Yeah, it's not too far away, just a little over an hour as we are doing the show here this morning. Let's give a shout-out to all of those wrestlers that are in the semis. Carlos Juarez Ramirez, Evan Blair, Braden Arnold, Watson Asdell, Kyler Carr, Grant Van Horn, Logan Hilderman, Grant Walker, and Travis Schrammick. And I believe I have all those there. There are 3 Mexico wrestlers in the wrestlebacks right now, and they include Kyle Lewis, Israel Hernandez, Harkin, and Hunter Love. Also, there is an injury that has been reported. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Israel, he got hurt last night. So he went to the hospital last night. I'm not sure what happened. I'm sure I'll hear about it today, but he has dropped out of the running for districts. He's a sophomore, so he's got 2 more years to bounce back from it, but it was, just keep him in your thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely, and there is going to be a little meet and greet later on this afternoon here in Mexico. Tell us about that, Maddie.
Yeah, Mexico Boys is hosting they're inviting alumni and just the community, any supporters for the boys wrestling team at Mr. Murphy's today after districts. Just a little social. Gail, I think, is so appreciative of the community and anyone that's bought in to that team. And he's just, he wants more fans to come to state at the state tournament in Columbia on Wednesday and Thursday, and I think he's just so appreciative, and I think the boys are too. So if you're free, I would say around 4 o'clock, go to Mr. Murphy's and eat some yummy food and drink some yummy drinks.
That's right, and it'll all go on Maddie Tolbert's tab.
I love the confidence that you have in my bank account,
right.
But...
okay, maybe not. All right.
Definitely not.
let's switch gears a little bit from high school sports to college sports. University of Missouri men's basketball. They're going to be on the road today against Arkansas. Of course, Mizzou is ranked number 15 now, and a big win earlier this week against fourth-ranked Alabama. What do you think that does to their rankings headed into the NCAA tournament?
I think we're showing that we are an NCAA tournament team with the way we've been playing recently. And you look at that game against Alabama, we were led by Mark Mitchell. I believe he had 35 points.
31, yes.
Yeah, and just every single game we play, there's somebody else who's leading the charge. And I think that's a good sign for tournament play.
No doubt about it. Caleb Grill had 25 points and 10 rebounds that game. Mizzou with the 110-98 win over fourth-ranked Alabama, and that was the highest-scoring performance in a regulation conference game since January 13th, 1990. This is just a fun team to watch.
It really is. It really is. And I don't really enjoy college basketball that much, but for this team, I make sure that I watch every game.
You're not into March Madness?
I haven't been. I just don't care too much about basketball, but I will. I will this year.
Okay, because we're going to get those brackets printed off, and we're all going to make our selections, and we'll see who comes out on top of that.
I'll make my selections, but I'm not saying it's going to be the best. I am not good when it comes to basketball brackets. You give me wrestling, I got you.
Okay.
Give me football, I got you.
Right. Well, we didn't have the football brackets right, but we won't bring that up again.
Yeah,
it's way too soon for that. Yeah. So, you know, St. Louis Cardinals are continuing on with spring training, but an announcement made this week about the St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Fame. They have nominated Steve Carlton, George Hendrick, Brian Jordan, and Edgar Renteria as the modern players for induction into the St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Fame. As a matter of fact, the voting is underway right now. You can go to stlouiscardinals.com, I believe, / Hall of Fame, and cast your vote there. And then I think September is whenever they hold that Hall of Fame induction, so we'll find out who's going to get there. Cardinals, first spring training game, Leighton, today? Doesn't even seem possible. Is that right?
I've been waiting for the day.
Okay.
It snuck up on me. The thought of baseball in this weather, gosh, no. No.
In Jupiter, Florida, they're going to be taking on the Miami Marlins. Of course, Nolan Arenado reported to spring training earlier this week, and looks like I'm going to get my wish, and he's going to be playing for the Cardinals. And, you know, whenever he starts hitting the ball out of the ballpark and getting his numbers back up to where they used to be, well, then, Leighton, I'm just going to have to say, I told you so.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't play at Coors anymore, so I don't see that happening. But
okay.
I'm excited for him to start hitting so we can finally trade him for someone young.
All right. Well, I'm not excited for the trade to happen, but, we'll look forward to the season getting underway here very, very soon. One other thing that I wanted to talk about was the Four Nations face-off in hockey. You know, this was a little bit contentious. The United States beat Canada, I believe it was a week ago, to advance to the championship game. And the Canadian fans booing the national anthem for the United States at the beginning of that game, which sparked about four different fights in the first 9 seconds of that game, as the American players took offense to them booing the national anthem. But I think this was actually pretty good for hockey, a good competition, and kind of a prelude to the Olympics that will be coming up. But the Americans, they in the championship game, just fell a little bit short against Canada.
I don't know if you watched the championship game, but it was some of the most exciting hockey I've seen in my life.
I did watch the championship game, and Canada got out to an early lead, and then the United States just they couldn't pull it off. But, you know, Jordan Bennington had quite the performance. Of course, St. Louis Blues goalie for Team Canada, so we want to congratulate Jordan Bennington on that. And Blues hockey back in action tonight. They had a little break for that Four Nations face-off, and we've been without NHL for, it seems like 2 weeks now, but Blues hockey back again tonight against the Winnipeg Jets, and getting towards the second half of the season in the push for the Blues. Are they going to make the playoffs this year, Leighton?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It seems like they're kind of in the same spot that the Cardinals are in, where they just can't make up their decision whether or not they want to win.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with you. Well, let's go with our athlete shout-out of the week. We're going to start off with Maddie Tolbert.
I'll do two. I'll do Scotland Smith for basketball. Scotty impresses me every game. I feel like I can't wait to see her this time, her senior year. She's just definitely stepping up as a freshman. Her and Alyssa both, as freshmen, stepping up on that in that varsity spot. I feel like they're doing great. Alexis Johns and Abby Bowen for last weekend, and then any of the boy wrestlers today.
Okay. So, yeah. You had quite a few athlete shout outs today. Very nice.
Lots going on during
this. She didn't save any for me.
No.
That's why I like going first.
That's right.
I guess I'll go with Clayton Parker and Andrew Moore for coming in on the show.
Okay. And thanks for setting that up, Layton. We certainly appreciate that. I'm going to go with Mackenzie Taylor. She had 4 points last night in the game, but some of the work that she does out there on the court doesn't get recognized and rewarded. Effort-wise, A++. Every time she gets into that game, I think she makes a difference. She got in the second half last night, and I think that she's going to be a bigger piece to the puzzle for the Mexico Lady Bulldogs going into district playoffs. So, Mackenzie Taylor, my athlete shout-out of the week today.
Good pick.
We are going to call it a show today, as a matter of fact, but we will be back next week. We'll be talking about high school basketball district playoffs already, and we'll wrap up the week for Mexico Lady Bulldogs and boys basketball. But for Layton Maskey and for Maddie Tolbert, I'm Matt Pilger, and you've been listening to Sports Talk right here on AM 1340 KXEO.